This is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. In a few minutes, Slate's Jack Schaefer argues that sometimes media consolidation isn't so bad after all. But first, when a politician says he wants to implement all of the 9/11 Commission's recommendations to fight the war on terror, it would be in a way contradicting himself. The Commission said the effort should be called something other than the war on terror. As Day to Day's Mike Pesca reports, almost everybody is still calling it the War on Terror, and that mindset could have consequences beyond the linguistic.
In accepting the Democratic nomination for president, John Kerry said this:
"The 9/11 Commission has given us a path to follow, endorsed by Democrats, Republicans, and the 9/11 families. As president, I will not evade or equivocate. I will immediately implement all the recommendations of that commission."
A week later, he said this:
"The way you win a war on terror is by knowing who they are, where they are, and being able to go get them before they get us."
The Bush administration invented the phrase the war on terror immediately after September 11th, 2001. It became a branding device to drape across the screen on cable newscasts. But according to the 9/11 Commission, we're not fighting a war on terror. Even saying that we're fighting terrorism isn't accurate. Commission member Jim Thompson, former Republican governor of Illinois, says the need to use a more specific term came from former Nebraska Senator Bob Kerry.
"The initial suggestion, as I recall it, came from Senator Kerry, who was quite specific in saying, wait a second, September 11th and the attack on the coal and Khobar Towers and everything else we talked about in the report, and what we're hoping to guard against in the future is coming from radical jihadist Islamic terrorists, and we ought to say so."
The report calls terrorism a generic evil and says Islamist terrorism is what we're fighting. "And it shouldn't be called a war," says William Grider, the national affairs correspondent for The Nation magazine.
"I think we have something less distinct than a war, a campaign, a counteroffensive against specific groups of terrorists."
Calling our security problems a war, in Grider's view, gave the administration license and cover to engage in literal wars. In describing the war in Iraq, backers like Vice President Cheney frequently invoke the phrase war on terror.
16 months ago, Iraq was a gathering threat to the United States and the civilized world. Now it is a rising democracy, an ally in the war on terror, and the American people are safer for it."
Soldiers are trained in fighting wars, but much counterterrorism is carried out by American law enforcement officials. Matthew DeFlem, a sociologist at the University of South Carolina, has edited a book called Terrorism and Counterterrorism: Criminological Perspectives.
"From my conversations with law enforcement officials, they don't like the term. They simply don't like the term war on terror because they say that's not our job, that's not our business."
DeFlem says domestic law enforcement officials are trained to deal with criminals who you arrest, not enemies who you kill. Detention, interrogation, and procedure all gets muddled, according to DeFlem's studies, when a policeman is asked to act like a soldier. Like the commission, DeFlem says a more accurate term would better serve our objectives.
"I think it would probably be better to talk about certain terrorist groups or certain groups that rely on terrorist methods."
Of course, the alternative labels could also be misinterpreted. To say officially we're fighting Islamist terror seems to go against the grain of the American tradition of religious tolerance. Using the word jihadist, which Governor Thompson used, jihadist Islamic terror, has its own problems, because jihad literally means struggle or striving, often having nothing to do with terrorism, like the inner struggle for self-discipline. And saying it's an offensive against al-Qaeda might overstate al-Qaeda's reach as the only group which can harm us. What the commission is trying to do is to focus our thinking about our fight against radical terrorists, a goal lauded by both political parties. If there's a change in thinking, maybe a change in phrasing will follow. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pesca.